ABC Radio Australia.
The Pacific journalism community is mourning the death of respected Vanuatu journalist Den McGarry. McGarry died from heart complications in hospital in Brisbane on Wednesday at the age of 62. Originally from Canada, he moved to Vanuatu 2 decades ago, fell in love with the country and started working at the Vanuatu Daily Post. McGarry came to journalism later in life and became known for his fearless reporting on corruption, a stance that regularly earned him the ire of those in power in Port Vila. Later, he moved to the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project as investigative editor when it started up in operation in the Pacific. The project's Pacific editor, Aubrey Belford, says McGarry will be sorely missed.
Everyone's pretty cut up about this. Dan was really an essential part of OCCRP's team in the Pacific and just in part of the wider journalism civil society community in the Pacific. So, I mean, we're pretty upset, and there's just been tributes pouring in from everywhere, which has been shocking in a really good way. Dan was just, firstly, he was someone who just loved the Pacific. He moved about 2 decades ago to Vanuatu. He's originally from Canada and was living in the Arctic, if you could believe it, before that. And so just decided he wanted the complete opposite and just absolutely loved the region, loved Vanuatu, became a citizen of Vanuatu, not just on paper, but really in his heart. You know, he built a family in Vanuatu. He was just very, very dedicated to the work, very, very dedicated to the public interest, always wanting to expose wrongdoing and really willing to stand up to people in a place where it's really quite difficult to do that sometimes.
One of the many things that amazed me about Dan was that he came to journalism later in life, but he was a natural. He just had this natural curiosity to know why things were happening, what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Dan's background, he was a tech guy. You know, he used to be in the tech industry and he was an amateur actor. He was a bit of a gadfly, like in a good way, jack of all trades. And, you know, he just seemed to end up in journalism because, you know, he was there and he cared. He just always had a sense of right and wrong and the things that needed to be exposed. And there's a whole other story for another day about why he left the Arctic into the Pacific, but that involved him, again, being in a really small place and deciding that he couldn't, you know, look away when something bad was happening. So he just had that in him, and I think that's the essence of journalism.
Now, he went to the OCCRP after being at the Vanuatu Daily Post. What did he bring to your organisation?
I mean, the first thing he brought was fearlessness. You know, I mean, you would know very well that when he was at the Daily Post, he faced some real bad pushback for his work and, you know, couldn't even be in the country for a long time. And so when I was trying to set up our investigative journalism in the region, just everyone said, you got to talk to Dan. He's the guy who knows the region really well, but he's just also the guy that has guts and everyone likes. So he really brought this depth of knowledge about the region and contacts and just the universal respect of people. You know, we would be taken seriously as a new media organization and journalists would want to work with us because Dan was there and they knew Dan and they respected Dan.
One of the great things about Dan was the way he interacted with people. You guys work with a lot of independent organizations around the region. What was Dan like working with them and what did they think about working with Dan?
He was someone who really took to living in the Pacific and in Vanuatu culture and understood, you know, how to live in the Pacific and how to talk to people and how to get things done. So Pacific journalists really, really liked working with him because he wasn't, you know, just some arrogant outsider who comes in and thinks he knows better than everyone. He really listened. He was very, very patient. Really, you know, had a deep understanding, particularly of Melanesian culture. And so he was just someone who could work really effectively in the region.
Pacific editor for the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, Aubrey Belford, speaking to Liam Fox.